Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, that is right. It is Early Break on the ticket. Full show ahead. Great show lined up for you guys. Nick Sainer still filling in for Jake Sorensen this morning. Only 5 days remaining in the fill-in time period.
Don't count it down.
For those that are counting it down.
You don't know that. You're here until Jake...
I'm here until Wednesday.
You don't know that for sure. Jake might need extra time.
I cannot give him extra time. It'll be somebody else that will be with you guys.
What's happening?
Wait, what's going on? Why can you not be here Thursday? Tell us what's going on.
I cannot be here Wednesday.
Okay, why?
I have to go out of town.
Where?
To Scottsdale.
I have to go to Scott.
I do. Things are paid for.
So this thing got tense right off the bat. So it's a social outing. You're missing for a social outing. There's no work.
I suppose you could call it a social outing. I don't know if I would categorize it as a social outing.
I'm immediately uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Why?
I am too.
I'm just telling you that
who's they?
Jake and his wife. They've been planning this for months, and Jake is fully aware of the time crunch that we are on. So all of a sudden.
Jake and Elizabeth had to have the baby fit into your schedule.
That's not true at all.
That's basically what it is.
If Jake needs more time.
We'll do the show. I'll run the board.
If Jake needs more time.
I'll run the board. It's
then
fine.
There will happily be somebody other than Big Swim.
We'll have Josh Thrills.
Okay.
Yes. We'll do Josh Thrills.
That sounds like a great
show.
I'll
run the board. Josh does the Thrills.
Wait a second.
Josh is highly capable
of running.
Could
Josh sit there?
Absolutely.
Could you run that?
Yes.
Oh, we're fine.
Josh is fine.
We're fine. We're self-sufficient.
You guys are just fine without me.
I'm not saying that.
I'm just a small cog.
I'm not saying that. Don't take it personally.
The good thing about Swim is he never gets sensitive. That's the best
thing. I'm not taking it personal at all. Trust me. We are good to go.
Okay, let's just worry about today. Let's just stay in the moment.
Stay in the moment.
Please stay in the moment.
Stay in the moment.
We have a show to do. We're here.
We do.
Here we are.
464-5685, the Honda of Lincoln hotline and the Starter Heyman text line.
Bill's having trouble with change, I can tell.
It's okay.
He's having trouble with this change and then the potential for more change.
More change.
Just calm down.
I'm not a change guy.
Hey, can you please calm down?
Yes. Hey, what do we got?
Okay, so here's not this, guys. Glass. Real quick.
Are those?
Those are mine.
It's nice.
Blue.
He's got blue readers.
Mm-hmm.
Were those more than 25?
No. Same price.
Really?
Buck and a quarter.
Somewhere in the south.
Buck and a quarter.
Of the town.
No.
AG has green ones.
AG. Amon Green.
I'm just gonna say right now, AG's glasses are a lot nicer than these.
Probably.
He has better taste.
I think those are designed for gamers.
Are they?
Yes. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Screen. They react to the screen.
The blue light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. That could be. No, it looks really good on him. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we mentioned we're not. I mean, I don't consider myself a big hockey guy, and this is idle chit chat. So I think this is a time to bring it up.
Okay.
The Lincoln Stars.
Okay.
They beat Waterloo again last night, 6-1.
At Waterloo.
At Waterloo to win the series. The 6-seeded Lincoln Stars advanced to the next round of the Clark Cup playoffs by defeating the 3-seed Waterloo.
In Waterloo.
In Waterloo.
That's incredible. Also, so they gave up no goals in the first game, right?
Yep.
Swim.
You're right.
And one in this game. So the goalie is on fire.
It's on a heater.
He's on a heater. Yes.
Tough guy in goal.
So now they advance to play the Sioux City Musketeers.
The Musketeers are real, though.
Yep.
I grew up watching them. Oh, yeah.
But
I grew up watching the Musketeers. I did.
Seriously.
Pender and Sioux City is very close. On Channel 9 News, they always had an update on the Musketeers. I watched it every day.
You're being serious.
Dead serious. Oh, yeah.
They've been playing that long.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Musketeers is a big deal. Musketeers have been playing since the 70s. 60s or 70s, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. On Channel 9.
That's amazing.
So how about
God
this?
God bless you. Just did Ron, take an active interest?
No, zero.
Really?
Yeah, no, that wasn't his deal.
So
Sharon?
No.
No, she didn't.
The Lincoln Stars advance Friday at 7:05 p.m. and Saturday at 6:05 p.m. Lincoln hosts the Sioux City Musketeers.
How was that?
The first two games. I'm guessing it's a format of like 2-3-2 potentially.
Oh, so we're into a 7
potentially.
Okay.
I should have looked this up a little bit more. But
playoff time.
Lincoln gets the first two games of the series. Game 1 Friday at 7:05, game 2 Saturday at 6:05 at the Icebox. Lincoln Stars versus Sioux City the Musketeers. Tickets go on sale noon today. How about this?
They'll sell out in 20 minutes.
$15 tickets. Mm. $15 tickets for the general public to go see some playoff hockey.
Mm.
That's good hockey.
Okay, keep us abreast on that.
And the team's been here.
Yeah.
Team's been here numerous times.
Icebox is a great spot to watch the game. Have you ever been to a Lincoln Stars game?
I've covered them.
Okay.
For the Lincoln Journal Star.
Gotcha.
Two.
Back in the day.
Two, yeah. Yeah. I've covered two. It was hard. Bill, it was not easy. I didn't know what I was doing. Now, don't say, "Well, you don't know what you're doing in football either." But
no, but here's the hard part about when you see a team. Just say it's just college football, whatever, basketball. You just look at a team. Sometimes you go look at them and just go, when they came out, like you're watching UConn play basketball. You're like, "Well, that's a pretty good looking team." Look, when all of a sudden you see like the Blackhawks skating around, and then you also have Detroit skating around. It's like, who's the better looking team? I don't know. They look exactly the same. They look the same when they're just watching them on ice. You don't look at a team, see them, and go like, okay, I see this.
No.
You don't see that.
Not necessarily.
You don't know that. And the game can be going.
Then you see it a little bit.
Sometimes 0-0 first quarter, you're kind of like, I have no idea who the 1 seed or the 8 seed is. I have no idea.
No, I wouldn't
either. They could change jerseys. You'd have no idea.
The only thing you kind of see is speed. You can see.
So there's
speed.
A difference. There's a difference in talent. There's, that's why people are high draft picks. That's why people are in the Hall of Fame, all those things in talent. But you don't see it as much.
This is us talking hockey.
Well, it is fascinating because back when I was in high school in the olden days.
You're 22 years old.
That was like a year and a half ago.
It was 5 years ago. I'm 23 now.
You're running amigos.
we had somebody that went to Pius who was on the Lincoln Stars. And it was fascinating the fact that this dude moved from Canada to come to Lincoln, Nebraska, gets paid, whatever amount of money to play for the Lincoln Stars, goes to school, and it was just like, I'm just here until I go to Boston College next year.
Oh, cool.
And it's just crazy, just cool, kind of the behind-the-scenes part of it, where these are high school guys.
Yeah, they're high school.
Had to be really hard on the guys at Pius. Because this guy
not
had
necessarily.
The girls had, all of a sudden this guy's a hockey player from Canada. Moving into town. Yeah.
He's headed to Boston College.
Headed to Boston College. Life's going pretty good for him.
Yeah, sorry about that, Swim.
Yeah.
I came out just fine. We're good.
Yeah,
you did come out well. Okay.
Did he go to prom?
I cannot remember.
Can we research
You've erased
that.
It from your memory.
I would love to. Yeah, you erased
only,
it.
The only thing
he
I remember
dominated
is
the
that
dance contest.
The only thing I remember was that his name was Wyatt. I don't remember
Wyatt.
Any part about him.
Yeah. He was a badass.
Any other thing about him.
All right, quick change. I got a cuisine question. A cuisine?
About the quiche?
No. This is a question.
I did see the flags painted on the
you
building.
You saw it.
Oh, yeah. I went and checked it out.
The flag is painted.
It's painted on.
And it's Restaurante.
It's Restaurante. It's you quiche. Saw it? Yeah, in Guatemala, 100.
Quiche.
Yes, quiche.
Are you saying quiche or quiche?
Quiche.
Quiche Restaurante. It's a Restaurante.
Okay.
On 27th and O on the, we're going to
Northeast.
Call it the North. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Northeast.
Oh, right, connected to the hotel?
Yeah. They put it
100.
In.
100.
That hotel.
They put it in for the street racers on O Street. They get hungry. And so they want to stop and get a quiche. And that's where they go.
We're talking about the little egg.
We assume.
Souffle type thing.
Yeah, we've not been in there. We're going in. It's Guatemala. I do a lot of good things there. Yeah.
There's a taco truck that sits outside on 27th and O as well.
Okay, now I do
have you ever stayed in that hotel?
Yeah, I had when I was in college, a girl named Jody poured a drink on my head in that. I don't want to get into why, but she poured a drink over my head. In the hotel. I always remember that hotel for that reason. I was stunned. I was like, okay,
stayed there.
Something probably started this.
But I think she overreacted. Because I'd never had, that was the only time in my life I had a drink poured over my head.
Yeah. Is that the hotel on 27th and O?
Does anybody know the name of the hotel?
Back then, I think it was a different name. This was 1988 or 87. Probably I was in college.
Okay. It's a great hotel.
Yeah.
Been there
yeah.
forever.
Now, can I get to my cuisine question?
It's got a nice little drive.
I'm setting myself up for embarrassment, maybe.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What do you guys do with chicken pot pies? Do you leave them in the foil or do you flip them out on a plate?
We'll leave them in the foil 100.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 100.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't flip it out?
No.
Yeah.
Now, if you get the mega, like Sam's Club has the
family
pot pie,
size,
which is incredible. That one, you're going to, it's more like a serving out. You don't flip it because it's a big one, but you would take it out.
Yep.
To be able to eat it.
Yeah, but you like spatula
it, but
out.
If it's the personal.
Spatula out.
Spatula out. But if it's a personal size, tinfoil stays.
It also provides
just
kind
eat
of
eat it right out of like a bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. It also provides like a kind of a backboard to be able to scoop stuff up. The tinfoil.
Oh God, you guys are smart.
But
I flipped it on a plate, and I thought, ooh, I could have just eaten it out of the tinfoil.
Yeah, I would eat it out of the tinfoil. I'm not mad at you though.
All right.
I'm not like gonna lose my mind over this. Yeah. It would have stunned me when you did it though. I would have been taken back for a second. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? And then you'd explain it to me, and I'd probably been okay with it.
Yeah, Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida says, always leave the individual pot pie in the tin.
Okay.
Always stay in the
leave
tin.
Leave it in the tin.
Well, could you imagine this one back in our day? So, remember back when the old school tin Swan's TV dinner, you put in the oven, they took about, 50 minutes? Took forever.
Yes.
Can you imagine taking it out and just flipping the whole thing out? Imagine that.
Salisbury steak?
Yeah, Salisbury steak and a cherry cobbler.
And a cherry cobbler. Oh, my God, the cobbler
what is
was
this
good.
It's so good.
It was good.
So good.
The Salisbury steak was good.
Everything was good.
Yeah. From where? It was a TV dinner.
Oh, gotcha. Swan's.
God, we ate the same thing.
There was no microwave, so you made it in the oven. It took about an hour.
Yeah.
You'd look at it, and then you always had to peel one part back, remember?
Yeah.
Like for the cobbler. You peeled it back, gave you instructions. had to peel it back. Your mom would put it in the oven.
No, my mom was working. See, the only time we would eat it was my mom was a nurse. And when my dad was taking care of us, we'd always have TV dinners. It was fun.
Yeah, oh, it was incredible. Yeah. That was excitement when it's like when a TV dinner. How about the two pieces of chicken?
Yes. Kind of. Bill, I'm telling you, the Salisbury steak was really good. That's the one I want.
My favorite was the turkey dinner with the stuffing below it. That was the best. That was really good. Oh, it was so good.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah. But the best part was is that it took an hour when you got ready because it was in the oven. There was no microwave at that time.
No, and you wouldn't want to microwave it. No. And you don't want to microwave a pot pie, although they give you that option. We lost Swim.
No, I'm here.
Sometimes you get distracted like that, and you have to go.
I was looking up cook time of a current day individual pot pie. Because I don't make the frozen ones anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually we'll make a homemade one.
Oh wow.
And we'll make the entire thing.
Yeah.
To where we spatula it out, as we discussed.
You spatula out.
Yeah.
Not flip it.
Yeah. No, because you don't need to flip the entire thing. There's that's just no reason.
That's a great
for that.
Question, Steve.
So
all right, that's idle chit chat.
We got a couple of reactions on the text line 464-5685. Joe in Boulder says Salisbury steak TV dinner was the best.
Oh, it's really good.
It's really good. The gravy.
Yeah.
Twin Bing says the tin keeps it warm. Twizzler says leave pot pies in the trash where they belong.
That's not true.
That's not true.
This time of year, they're really good.
Yeah. JP says it's like it was eating lava out of the oven.
Yeah, when it first came out, it was so hot.
Ron says he's never left the pot pie in the bowl. And by the way, the old hotel was named the Great Plains Hotel.
Yes, that's it. The Great Plains Hotel.
I wish I could. Jody Dykey was her name. She was doing something in response to something I
said. There was a comment.
Let's go said. Yeah. She poured a drink. I've never had a drink poured over my head one time at the Great Plains Hotel.
Did you just continue on like nothing happened?
No.
That slowed the
night
down.
We were young. I mean, you're like 18. Yeah. It didn't faze me too bad much.
Dang. 18 having cocktails in the Great Plains Hotel. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. First of all, staying in the Great Plains Motel.
Nice job.
No, we weren't staying there. I mean, it was.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
Stop.
We're going to move on. That's idle chit chat.
Let's do
sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care.
Let's do roll call. Now, roll call.
Yeah. Anything.
Now's the time.
Anything. Just throw Get something us out in of the this wall. One. Stick it. See if it sticks.
Oh, God. It wasn't like.
It was only there for 2 hours.
I was 18.
Two hours, huh? Anyway, idle chit chat sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Call or text Andrew 402-440-6297 and get 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. 50. There it is. All right, so we heard from Matt Rhule yesterday, guys. Matt Rhule spoke to the media after Tuesday's open practice. Had a couple of interesting comments. I think we want to start off first.
Where are you starting?
With transfer portal.
Real quick, though. Hang on. Did you ask him a question, Steve?
I don't think I did.
You didn't ask a question? Think about it.
No.
Really?
I don't think
so. The big thing was you were going to ask a question so we'd see if he'd say, Steve.
No. Yeah. I don't think it happened.
And you didn't identify yourself.
Yeah, did not.
No. Hey, I don't. Bill, it was only a 13-minute appearance. I didn't. No, I was listening intently.
Was it because someone ahead of you nabbed your question?
That happens. You know that. You've been in that setting.
Yeah, it could happen easily.
You were in that setting. You answered questions, and they come rapid fire, and people are talking over each other sometimes. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. Yeah. Everything was getting covered.
They kind of need a mediator up there. They kind of need the Keith man to be like, going, okay, we're going over here. Let's go here. Tom, you're up. Chattel, you're up. Boom, let's go over here. Steve's up. Because it does
not a bad idea, seriously.
Because the bursts come out. I've been up there numerous, and all of a sudden, five come out at one time. Then usually, what happens is, as the coach, you have to become the mediator.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get that. I'm going to go here.
Mediator.
There's that awkward silence because it's like, oh,
Swim's been there.
Are you going to go? Well, first of all, I'll tell you, it was pretty funny when Keith Mann.
Funny, ha ha, or funny, weird.
Funny, ha ha. Yeah. When Keith Mann in the Troy Dannon introductory press conference goes, you know, just so we make sure you identify yourself for Troy Dannon, Steve Sippel asks the first question, straight into the question. Not even 10 seconds before.
I like it.
Not even 10 seconds before, Keith Mann. That's Sippel going, you know who I am.
No, it's not. That's Sippel just not. That's simple, just being absent-minded. I just wasn't thinking, but go ahead.
Anyway.
Yeah, get to Rule.
Matt Rule spoke to the media yesterday, talked a little bit about transfer portal, and here's what Matt Rule had to say on the transfer portal. The 15-day window has officially opened up. It goes until the end of April. Here's Matt Rule's thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anybody on our team wants to go in the portal, it's open today. That's their right. You know, obviously no one has yet. I don't anticipate anybody going in. When we get done with spring, a couple days to see if something's best for them. You know, our guys are really transparent. We've had players on our team already have people from other teams contact them, you know, come in, walk in, say, "Coach, look at this. Show us a text message. Show us this." Just it's a sad state of college football, when, you know, but the problem's not the players. Let me start there. The problem's not the players. So I love our guys. I want everyone to be here. But I also want them, you know, I mean, you know, we had guys transferred to other places last year. I've talked to their coaches. I've talked to them, how they doing. And once you played for me, you play for me for life. So, maybe it's a unique challenge in terms of some guys, like, should I, but we're pretty transparent with our guys. Like, if they want to come talk to us, we're here to talk to them. I ask the coaches after scrimmages to meet with guys one-on-one. I'm always available. So, I just don't think it's really prudent, and maybe this is Pollyannish, but like, I don't think it's prudent for me to like coach guys thinking about the portal, you know, because like, you know, the worst thing you can ever do for a young person is not have high standards for them and not push them to greatness. So if you're afraid of pushing them because they might go to the portal, then probably don't have the right guy anyway. So you know, I'm sure things will happen, good, bad, but we're just going to coach the guys, try to get the team better, and pour everything we have into our players, both on the field, off the field, and personally. And you know, if something happens, it happens.
So he says, listen, if guys want to enter the portal, that's their right to do so. We're going to have a couple of days after the spring game to kind of have one-on-one meetings with the guys, but he doesn't anticipate anybody.
Well, at least not the way I heard it. Is there's a distinction. He doesn't anticipate anybody going into the portal before the spring game.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe afterward.
Yes.
Maybe
there
afterward.
Will be people go in. That's every place.
Of course.
Iowa. You just name them. Yeah, every place. If someone's going to go in, that's just going to happen. Yeah. But you know, there's a couple things that comes up with that, is that also, you know, that's, people get contacted now, whether it's, if it's direct, that's craziness to be, if you're on another staff and you're directly, you know, talking to a player on another team, that's buffoonery.
I think that's what he meant by sad state of affairs.
That's buffoonery, because there's other ways.
Do you feel that's buffoonery?
If they want to figure something out, let's just say you're at whatever school you're at. You're at school A, and I want to know about that guy. I recruited him. I want to know what his status is. Maybe he's not starting. Whatever it is, you know, it's not that hard to go through other sources. You don't have to send a direct message to that player. So if someone's doing that, that's crazy. But I will say this, there's going to be tampering. That's why you'll hear no penalties for tampering. You won't hear it. You'll not hear the, "Hey, do you guys hear about West Virginia? They just got nailed for tampering with someone from Pitt." It'll never happen.
That is what he meant by sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
And that's interesting what you're saying. Evidently, there are coaches texting players.
If that's the case, that is crazy, absolutely crazy.
Buffoonery.
That would be buffoonery. That's what that would be.
And it's illegal, technically.
Technically, oh yeah, absolutely.
But there's no enforcement.
There's no enforcement. There's no enforcement on
this.
On,
is not good, Swim. Do you understand what we're talking about?
Well, branching away, I understand that real quickly. Did you guys see the Colorado stuff over the last 24 hours?
No.
With Shadur and Shiloh.
Help me.
Sanders. So they posted on their Instagram story. Shiloh posted, "Defensive transfers, DM me." Shadur said, "Offensive transfers, DM me."
Clowns.
And it said, in parentheses, clowns. "This is not last chance you." So that is Colorado. Part of their approach is guys DMing the two Sanders, Shiloh and Shadur. I just wanted to branch off.
Okay, now hold on.
It's not the same discussion coaches.
100% okay.
It's okay, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
A different discussion. And that's why I brought it in, is because we see that side of things. But then to what Matt Rule is alluding to, coaches directly contacting players.
I'm sorry about my initial reaction, clowns. I do think there is an element of that, but whatever. It's probably okay to do that. God, it's weird. No, that is weird. I mean, can you imagine like Billy Sims doing that? Yeah. Mike Rozier. Yeah. Well, there was no ability to DM. I don't even know. Call me, I guess. But weird.
Just, well, the interesting part would
it's
be
just weird.
With someone like that, that's where somebody you'll see. I'm sure someone will test the waters with a Colorado that's obviously not in the portal. Like, hey, checking the thing. What's going on out there? Give me some scoop. I'm the starting wide receiver at North Carolina.
I guess that's whatever. Okay, right?
I'm not in the portal right now, but they're going to talk to him because they can. Yeah. They're players. They can talk to each other with whatever they want to talk about.
They can transfer whenever they want.
Yeah.
So they can do it. So again, the head coach at Nebraska called it a sad state of college football.
Yeah, anytime someone is messing with your roster or contacting kids in a way that they should not, that is deemed illegal, that is not good.
Text line, is the text line okay with this?
So there's not a whole lot of pushback on what we're saying. There's pushback on the fact of coaches texting players directly.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there's one text from an unnamed texter here that says, Matt Rhule is right. We blame the players so much for leaving nowadays, but maybe we need to look at the coaches for influencing them.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
And there's part of that.
There's also, remember, this is also an exit strategy too. At a lot of places, there's players are being told to move on.
Yeah.
So it's like an NFL roster now. This isn't the same. When you get all the benefits that you can leave whenever you want, then all of a sudden it's like people are also going to say, yeah, it's time. You need to move on. You need to have it. Because now there's a different way for it to happen.
Easier.
It'd be easier to have that. I've had conversation with players that just said, listen, just so you understand where we're at, we got through spring. When we get to the fall, your reps are not going to be, when so-and-so comes in, we're going to look at them first. We're going to do this just so you know where you're at.
That's a hard conversation.
Yeah, it is hard, but you tell them that. But at that time, it wasn't to push them out. That was more, it's like, hey, I'm just letting you know when we come absolutely. Back yep. on those first couple of weeks, I'm looking at so-and-so and so-and-so. These mm-hmm. are where the reps are going to fall, so you know what you're up against going into the summer, blah, blah, blah. So you just be honest with them. Now that conversation is more, so if you tell them that, so what they're thinking is, so you're telling me to get in the portal. That's what, at school A.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone handles a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You do the best you can and be as transparent as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're handling things the right way, which Nebraska is doing God a great damn, job.
It's weird out there.
And Matt Rhule mentioned that. He said, you know, we're always up front with our guys. That's what they're claiming to be. And for the most part, as we discussed yesterday, hasn't been a whole lot of movement.
Don't anticipate it.
Since Matt Rhule's been here. It was officially announced yesterday. Eric Fields is officially in the portal. That's kind of been something that we've known for a couple of months now. It's just officially reported yesterday. Yeah. Corey Collier, who hasn't been with the team since February, I believe, also officially in the portal, former Florida Gator, five-star guy out of high school, Corey Collier. So as we mentioned yesterday, linebacker room and secondary both, you know, officially lose one guy from that roster.
Officially. Yeah, and maybe there'll be some movement after the spring game.
Yeah.
It's an odd time for Nebraska because guys would have to leave the team right in the middle of practices. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of awkward.
Hit the break. Hey, listen, I got to get out of here.
I think this was the last one.
After one rep. Okay. You know what?
I don't want to do this.
Just if you're practicing in the stadium, you just walk right out over to compliance. Just walk right underneath the West Stadium.
I'm going to Wichita.
You still have your pads on. I know. I made a decision when about 5 minutes ago. I just got beat. I got beat twice in one-on-ones, and this isn't happening. Where's LeBlanc at?
Matt Rhule also mentioned, and we'll get to this later in the show.
What else did he say?
Matt Rhule mentioned pitch counts. He has guys. Yeah, there's certain guys on pitch counts. Some of the guys that he did mention by name: Gifford, Bryce Benhart, Ben Scott.
There are eight. There are eight.
Jamal Banks. A couple more on defense.
Let's go defense first.
Gifford.
Gifford. Stephon Thompson.
Thank you.
Gifford. Okay, let's go from the back to the front.
Yes.
Gifford. Tommy Hill. Stephon Thompson. Ty Robinson. Nash Utmacher. There's five.
Perfect.
There's three on offense. Benhart, Scott, and Jamal Banks.
There you go.
I'm obviously, Jamal Banks is a start. It's interesting to me. Jamal Banks obviously made a huge impression because he's already a starter. They didn't scrimmage. They never had to scrimmage. Came in the winter, made a big impression, I guess, in winter conditioning. Had a good first few practices, and voila, doesn't even have to scrimmage. Senior. A lot of reps and a lot of catches. Rhule said if you get 1,000 reps, that's good. You're good. You probably don't have to do the scrimmages, you know. 1,000 reps over your career. which I guess is a lot.
Yeah, everything is different. I know
it's subject to
like Coach Epley. Boyd did an incredible job in the strength department with. You don't train 50 year seniors the same way you train incoming 18 year olds.
Yeah.
And so there's already some wear and tear and whatever has to be done, but he had it down to a science. So you didn't train the same when you've been there for 5 years. So it's a lot of the same thing with, as Charlie McBride used to always say, you only have so many train wrecks in you. Mm-hmm. You don't know when your number's up.
Yeah.
Some people just like all of a sudden it's just, so that there goes, there is a balance of how much contact you're in and with what's going on. It is, but it is a little bit different when someone had never played at your school.
Right.
That's where it is a little bit different. You have a Gifford that's played a bunch of reps at the school, and then the staff has coached him during a season.
Banks.
And so it's a little bit different that way as far as conversation.
Banks getting a lot of respect, which it's fine.
He had options out of the portal. I mean, don't forget. I mean, it was Michigan. Down to Nebraska, Michigan for the most part for where he was going to transfer from Wake Forest to.
Okay. What we're talking about here, I don't know if we are clear. These guys don't have to scrimmage. They didn't have to scrimmage Saturday, and I don't think they will have to scrimmage this Saturday. I believe rules said that
they might
be in the spring game.
Maybe. He said we're not 100% certain on how we're going to handle these guys for the spring game.
Okay.
And so, I mean, these are some big parts of the roster, obviously.
Yeah.
But to this point, according to Matt Rhule, they've been relatively healthy. And I think that's a big piece. That's just an added benefit. It's great if you have it, but then also, and you don't really think about it in spring ball maybe, and Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, that's more of a fall ball conversation.
What's that? What conversation?
The significant injuries of who's going to be available in 2 weeks when we get going, or 3.5 weeks when we get going for actual season games. But in spring, if you can get out of spring pretty healthy for the most part, I think you're going to obviously take that, and because that's just an added benefit for your roster going forward.
Yeah, anytime health is always very, very important. You get to a certain point, too, where it's practice 13 in the spring. Where's that going to take you in with an injury getting through it? At the same time, though, if you walk on eggshells all the time, that's not a good thing either. Sometimes you have to play the sport to get better at the sport.
That's exactly what he said yesterday.
Because he alluded to what types of practices that he keeps kind of – reminding people we're tackling in practice, we're hitting hard in practice. He mentioned that. He's
had
like
sound on that.
Yeah, he did. And so he mentioned that a couple of times yesterday. But so there you go. Just some initial thoughts on Matt Rhule. Garrett McGuire also spoke a little bit yesterday. We'll get back to Matt Rhule later in the show because he had some thoughts on turnovers and turnover margin that I think
we have some thoughts on that.
A couple of us found interesting. Nebraska historically. One of the worst when it comes to turnover margin over the course of the season. They were minus 17 last year. So we'll talk about that coming up later in the show. As always, want to thank Gaina Trucking for sponsoring the first hour of Early Break here on The Ticket. It is time for us to head to a break. When we return, we'll be joined by a colleague of SIPs, Sean Callahan of On3, will be joining us to talk a little spring football. When we come back, it's Early Break on The Ticket. Don't go anywhere.